This is the Iowa Business Report, Wednesday edition, presented by TotallyIowa.com, a website dedicated to Iowa topics, books, DVDs, CDs, radio programs, and more, all at TotallyIowa.com. The impact of winter storms this month on the energy grid in Texas has drawn national attention. Former Treasury and Commerce Department official Adam Korzenewski told me that sort of thing would not happen here in Iowa.
Iowa is familiar with very, very cold temperatures. They largely build much more robust windmills in places like Iowa or where I'm from, which is almost the Canadian border in New York State. Each of these power grids in the United States basically have like their own set of rules about power development. So like in Iowa, a lot of farmers have extra property that they don't use or that they would prefer to lease out to a power company for a windmill. That happened a lot in Texas. And there's just so much money that was just dumped into Texas to build windmills that were kind of lower regulated in a way to say it. I mean, power is very well regulated in general, but they just built windmills without really considering what happens during a freak storm. Whereas a place like Iowa, most places in the country, they tend to consider that a little bit better. And also the power grid that Iowa is attached to is not as self-contained. It's actually part of a much broader geographically spread area than the Texas power grid.
Roughly 42% of Iowa's electricity comes from wind turbines, more than 5,100 of them. That's the highest percentage in the country. 24% of Texas electricity comes from wind, the second largest source in that state behind natural gas. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.